A Jewish Journal article. Anti-Semitic graffiti found at SD schools. Anti-Semitic and homophobic graffiti was found at a high school and middle school in Chula Vista on October 31. The San Diego Union-Tribune and NBC San Diego reported that Bonita Vista High School and Bonita Vista Middle School were both vandalized with black, teal, and yellow graffiti. A picture showed that the graffiti featured a swastika as well as the words, Mr. Hitler, and Jews, with the latter being crossed out with an X. A window was also broken at the high school. The graffiti has since been removed and is believed to cost the high school $1,600 and $1,000 for the middle school. Police believe the two incidents are related and are investigating them as a hate crime. This morning I stood in solidarity with Chula Vista Mayor Mary Salas, Councilmember Steve Padilla, Sweetwater Union High School District, and community organizations to denounce anti-Semitic and homophobic vandalism that occurred in South Bay schools this past weekend, San Diego County Vice Chair Nora Vargas tweeted. Hate has no place in our community. This morning I stood in solidarity with at Mayor Mary Salas, Councilmember at Steve Padilla CV, at SUHSD and community organizations to denounce anti-Semitic and homophobic vandalism that occurred in South Bay schools this past weekend. Hate has no place in our community. Hashtag not on my watchpick.twitter.com/OFI4XBEC2. Supervisor Nora Vargas, at SUP Nora Vargas, November 4, 2021. Speaker mute. Anti-Defamation League Regional Director Tammy Gillies condemned the graffiti in a statement and praised the police, Padilla and the city of Chula Vista for their response to the graffiti. Much like the distribution of extremist propaganda, hate-filled graffiti seeks to intimidate and influence a vulnerable populace, in this case students, which by extension, hurts the community and inflicts wounds on the diversity and inclusiveness educational institutions seek to achieve.